Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Thanks to you, thousands across the country are receiving a word. Keep up the good work. And if you want to receive this message directly to your phone, simply text the word WOW Factor, all caps, no spaces, to 41411, and they'll come to your phone directly, automatically, every single day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends. And that topic is simply the sleeping giants. The sleeping giants. Typically, when you hear the term sleeping giant, it's used to categorize someone who is not maximizing his or her potential. Someone who is could be much better than they are, but they're resting on the things that they could do. Well, we deal with that oftentimes in the spiritual life, because the Bible even outlines in Ephesians 5 and 14, where the scripture says, "Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Then we discover it's also addressed in Romans 13 and 11, when we discover that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Yes, my friends, oftentimes in this spiritual life, we find that we have sleeping giants on the inside of us, things that we could awaken and do some great things with. However, we're resting on things we should be maximizing. Giant is our acronym today that gives us five key things we never want to sleep on. Five key things we want to awaken at all times in our lives. That G in our giant acronym reminds us to not sleep or never sleep on our gifts. Yes, my friends and neighbors, never sleep on our gifts. Think of all the people you know who have extraordinary gifts. You see it in churches all the time. Someone has a great gift to sing and you almost have to beg them to take the microphone. You'll see someone that has a gift to cook and you have to plead with them to make a dish. My friends, I challenge you to awaken the gift on the inside of you. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 4 and 14 that we should not neglect the gift that is in us. Yes, and we also discover in Proverbs 18 and 16 that a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. My friends, I challenge you to closely examine everything you've been given. Oftentimes, we focus so much on what we've lost that we forget the things that God has provided to us. He's given us unique and special gifts. Everyone doesn't have the gift of compassion. Everyone doesn't have the gift to be a great communicator. But those who have special gifts, and we all have some, have to reach deep down within ourselves and awaken those phenomenal gifts that we have. The enemy's job is to try to distract us in an effort to get us to neglect our gifts. However, we're at our greatest level of peace when we're operating in the things we've been gifted by God to do. That I in our giant acronym reminds us never to sleep on our influence. Yes, my friends, we can't sleep on our influence. Someone is interested in what you have to say. Somebody will follow you. There are people that love and respect you enough to heed your advice. Use that influence that we have to bring others closer to God. That they may not change overnight, but don't sleep on your ability to play a role in the change that will take place in their lives. That's the reason why testimonies are so great, because there is someone that can be uplifted by our testimony. Now, just in case you feel like you don't have an influence and nobody wants to hear what you have to say and you're not important, I want to challenge that with Proverbs 3 and 4 that says we'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Then we remember in Psalms 5 and 12, the Bible says that the Lord will bless the righteous and favor will compass us like a shield. And he also asks us to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we do have influence. The statistics show that the average person has more than 300 contacts in their cell phone. Average person, 300 contacts. Now just imagine if 20% of those people will listen to you and you've got influence over them, that's 60 people who could be changed by the power of the word of God. Presidents use their influence to pass legislation. Athletes use their influence to endorse products and services. And we should use our influence to shine the light of the glorious gospel in the hearts of those who are hurting and seeking an opportunity to grow. That A in our giant acronym reminds us never to sleep on our aspirations. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can never sleep on our goals and our dreams. You remember the Bible says in Joel 2 and 28 that our sons and daughters will prophesy that the old men shall dream dreams and young men shall see visions. Don't sleep on the things that God has shown you, the things that he's told you that he can do through you, the things you deeply desire. Remember in Psalms 37:4, the Bible tells us that God will give us the desires of our heart if we delight ourselves in him. And I challenge you, my friends, never to sleep on the things that God has placed on the inside of you. Many people don't know this, but Colonel Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, didn't open his first restaurant until he was in his mid-60s. Yes, my friends, he was 65 when the first Kentucky Fried Chicken ever opened. Now think about it. All those other years of his life, he was a cook in a restaurant, never made a lot of money, but he never gave up on his dream to open his own restaurant. My friends, I can tell you that God still respects and honors the dreams that are deep down in your heart. We've got to awaken them. Don't feel like the time has gone by. Don't feel like it's too late for you. No, it's never too late for you to do the things that God has called you to do. Many people don't recognize as well, but Moses was 80. Yes, my friends, 80 when he began to lead the children out of Israel. He was 80 years old. And oftentimes we don't recognize the fact that God can do things in us no matter how old we are. Don't sleep on your aspirations. And finally, well, not finally, this is the end in our giant acronym, says also don't sleep on your nemesis. Yes, haters exist for a reason. The devil does exist and he does want to make sure that you don't succeed. We can't sleep on him. Don't act like he's not around. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8 that we should be sober and vigilant because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Then we discover in Ephesians 6:16 that the reason that we're taking the shield of faith is so that we can quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And don't forget in John 10:10, the Bible says the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I tell you, my friends, yes, we got an enemy, and our enemy is not greater than us, because the Bible says greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I wish I had time to complete this lesson, my friends. However, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.